Hey guys, it's Corey from Redefining Strength. Welcome to the Fitness Hacks Podcast. This is the show where I share all my free workout and nutrition tips. I'm not going to ever fill this episode with sponsorships or ask you to buy anything. All I ask in return is if you're enjoying the podcast, to leave a review or leave a 5-star rating. Or even better, share it with someone you think it might help. This will only take a few minutes and would mean the world to me and possibly change the life of someone you know. So let's jump right in.
Ever feel really overwhelmed by all of the different diet and workout options out there? Feel like there's just information overload going on? Well, I wanted to reframe that feeling because I don't think all the information out there is going away. I think if anything, there's just gonna be more opinions that we're seeing, more comments on what's right and wrong, like occurring, because social media isn't going away and most of us use it daily. So I wanted to help really shift the mindset in how we approach all the options out there. And instead of seeing them as obstacles or overwhelm, see them as opportunities. So I wanted to throw out this analogy for all of you because I found it actually really helpful in reframing my perspective of all the different opinions out there. And I began to think of it more as a spice cabinet. So you have potentially, or at least I know I do, a ton of different spices in the spice cabinet. Some really never get used, and I'm not even sure what I bought them for. And others get used on a daily basis, and I'm constantly replacing them because they are the heart of every recipe I make. I would say that salt and pepper are basically used daily, if not in every single thing I make. And so I would count these things as the fundamentals. So to me, this is macros and it's workout progression. How you design your workout progression is going to change, but it's always based on progression. What macro ratios you're going to use, whether you're dialing them in by actually tracking or whether you're dialing them in by restricting specific food groups, you know, whether you're following paleo, whatever else. These two things are at the heart of everything we do. And they're in every recipe we make. They're the fundamental things that are the basic seasoning. So on top of that, you have, you know, garlic salt and paprika and all these other things in there. And I'm not the best chef, so I'm sure there's a lot of different spices out there that I don't even know about. But there's all these other things, and sometimes you buy them for one specific recipe, right? You want one specific goal, you're going to follow one specific program, and maybe that program doesn't even turn out. So you sort of throw it away. Doesn't mean the spices were bad. It doesn't mean the recipe was bad. It didn't work for you. And so you might have those spices in your cabinet that didn't work for you, but things that you're never going to use again. And maybe eventually, hopefully, you clean out your cabinet and get rid of them. But there were just options that were there. And then there's going to be recipes you make with spices that you really like, that you use a lot. So there's going to be programs that you do. There's going to be information or opinions out there that you follow that help you see the results that you want. And you might use them even a lot for a while to reach a specific goal. And then maybe those sort of go to the back of the spice cabinet because you don't need them right now for the next goal. And you're following a different recipe or you're going with different things that you want to try out, different flavors. But they're all options and none of them are bad. And some you might pull out again, you know, you might even forgot that you had there because now they really fit what you need right now. So what I'm getting at with all of this is that the more we see it as opportunity, as different ways to meet what we need right then, the better off we're going to be, knowing that some things are going to be used more frequently. Some things are going to become staples because they really do resonate with what we need in our lifestyle. And some are just going to be tools that we throw in once in a while based on changes to different things, whether or not we're doing a little bit more of a cut, trying to lose a little bit more fat, trying to gain a little bit more muscle. And it's not even that we don't like those spices, right? That we don't like those systems. It's just that they're not necessary right now. So I'd love to hear if this analogy in terms of shaping all the opinions out there into a less overwhelming thing really helped you guys, or even how you approach that overwhelm, knowing that there are a ton of different opinions out there, a ton of different options out there. And really, it's not just a thing of right or wrong. Like there's not a clear boundary with that because there are just so many different things that can work for different people. Yes, there is some information that is potentially less credible or less science-based, but at the same time, that system might have worked for somebody. And so they're sharing their opinion and maybe trying to push it a little too much on you. But I think we need to shape or reframe how we think about all the different options out there because those opinions are not going away. And the more overwhelmed we feel, the more lost we feel with things, the more we hold ourselves back from taking even action. So I'd really be curious, did think about this as all these different spices that you can use to really flavor, season, create the plan right for you if it really helped.
Thanks for listening to the Fitness Hacks podcast. Again, this is the place where I share all my free workout and nutrition tips. I'm never going to run sponsorships or ask you to buy anything. All I ask in return is if you're enjoying the podcast to leave a rating or review or share it with someone you think it might help. This will only take a few minutes and it would mean the world to me and possibly change the life of someone you know.